This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Jimmy Jewelry.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
We have a lot to get to, believe it or not. Everything's ramping back up, but you've got the Heat, you know, another tough loss yesterday, probably more important, Nikola Jovic and his hand, and talk about that. But the Heat have a chance to get back at it tonight in Atlanta, and we're going to talk with John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta today, and hopefully he can give us his insight on what we might see. Also talk with our friend Twan Russell today. Haven't talked to Twan in a while. He's got a charity golf tournament coming up for the Russell Education Foundation. Want to ask him about Cam Ward, the upcoming NFL draft, Carson Beck, all that hoo-ha. And I think the other point of note before we get to headlines and the Heat and all the hoo-ha is Matthew Tkachuk, the biggest fear of Four Nations teams, fans, and players is obviously an injury. And it seems as if Matthew Tkachuk is going to miss a, I don't want to say extended period of time. He's definitely going to miss some time. He was on, Paul Maurice was on with Joe Rose this morning and was clear. Like, Matthew Tkachuk is going to miss time. He's going to be back this season, but he's going to miss time. So that's something, obviously, that I think will be a little bit of a talking point here in South Florida as we get as we get on with the second half of hockey season. Here comes Crowder smacking.
Hey, and, ready to go.
Real loud and like it's like gross sounding when he signs in. Isn't it like everybody else signs in? Isn't it kind of quiet, Solan? And he signs in. It's like can't just be quiet.
When I walk in a room.
Like a little broadcast savvy. You gotta be smacking your lips and see, you know, gurgling and what are you doing? You gotta listen.
Walk in a room, you gotta have a presence, Hawk. Huh? Gotta have a presence. Hmm. I had to reset my my gigillionaire status.
Oh yeah, you reset your gigillionaire.
Mm-hmm. I had to push the button on the back of that little air bud thing, and now we're rolling.
Huh. All right. Anyway. So we'll talk about all that stuff today. There was one question, and we can get into it with Solana because he's been watching the Heat, obviously. But Ira had a question in the Sun Sentinel today that I think a lot of – listen, there's this notion. I think there are some Heat fans going, hey, Cooper Flagg, like, let's do really poorly. And you can be in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Problem is, you're just not that bad. You've got Tyler and you've got Bam. You've got Andrew Wiggins. Like, you're just not that bad, unfortunately, if you can say unfortunately. But someone emailed Ira and said, Ira, you don't have to ask anymore. We're not good enough to beat the good teams. This is coming off the loss yesterday to Milwaukee. The emailer writes, and that means we're not winning a playoff series. I'm buying a Cooper Flagg jersey. And here's what Ira says. But it is highly unlikely that the Heat will be bad enough to fall into a spot with any type of reasonable odds for the top overall picks, unless, of course, you're talking about buying a Duke Cooper Flagg jersey, which, by the way, UM and Duke tomorrow. Ira says, yes, while there have been moments to create buzz this season, such as a home victory over the Cavs or a road win in Houston, and three highly competitive quarters in OKC. By the way, that's like a funny thing. Like, highlights of this season, three really good quarters against Oklahoma City, which ended in a terrible loss. But that's one of the season highlights. Ira said, it would be difficult to envision the Heat taking four playoff games from one of the top seeds in the East, although we do first have to see if Cleveland can withstand playoff pressure. Even a number six seed could provide a puncher's chance against the Knicks. But from a play-in spot, the ultimate of challenges, still, as dark as it looks at the moment, Ira says, let's see if the Heat can make something of this impending home-heavy stretch before we cast ultimate doom on this season. So Ira, who's a little bit of a doomsayer himself, is telling you, hey, don't worry too much about yesterday. And just kind of wait till what's coming up, Solana? It's like 15 games at home, like 12 out of 15 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm actually moving into Bernie's room at the Kaseya Center for the entire month of March.
Because they're home so often.
Yeah.
But I said it last week, Crowder. I don't hold any kind of hopes for the second half of the Heat season. I thought yesterday was probably representative of what we'll see more often than not, which is a team that fights and seemingly has a chance, but better teams are just going to come away with the dub at the end.
It's like, what was that, OKC when they were up, and then they just got outscored 760-3 in the fourth quarter, whatever. Like, they're just not that – they're not that good of a team. But, what, you make the bed, you got to lay in it? They've given us championship or bust thoughts for decades. So now, like, even that texter, honestly, I'm going to break it to him. There's one team that's going to win the East, one team's going to win the West, and then one team's going to win it all. Is that the Heat? No. But every other team that don't think they can be that one should try to get Cooper Flagg. It's just not how they're built. Pat, Andy, and them are not going to let that happen. And Spo is not going to put somebody in the game to not score points. It's just not going to happen.
They just can't be that bad with this roster anyway. You have to be epically bad to be in position to get a Cooper Flagg. And the teams, by the way, that are epically bad, they will make certain by the end of the season that as bad as they are, they're even worse towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. The Heat aren't anywhere near that neighborhood. So don't get caught up in a pipe dream of Cooper Flagg. And I don't even know if he's going to go pro. He talked about staying at Duke anyway.
Oh, okay.
He might make more money in college. Cooper Flagg is a big name.
You stay one season for 10 mil, 20 mil. I mean, kind of fun if you're having fun in college.
Making more than so let's just say they figure out this roster and rotation. They win a playoff series. That texter is not going to be happy. All we could do was go to the second round.
I'm winning a playoff series.
I know, I'm just saying, like, let's say all stars align and they win a playoff series. It's like they're never going to be happy. With the Dolphins, we say, we just need a playoff win. With the Heat, win a ring or we should have tanked. And that's what they said.
It's evidenced by Jimmy Butler, by the way. Two NBA finals trips, and we're like, didn't work. You know, so we have very high standards. By the way, did anyone see Jimmy Butler? Hard Rock Bet tweeted this out. Jimmy Butler is on fire. Fastest warrior to ever hit 100 points. He's averaging 20 points, 25 and 5. But he's averaging 20 points. And we didn't see 20 points. How many times did he break 20 this season? Any? Golden State is 5-1.
On accident, once.
Since the trade. Golden State is 5-1. You know and what? By the way, don't sleep on Zion either if we want to talk about other players. Oh, Zion is gracious. A monster right now.
You shoot yourself in the foot bringing up Jimmy and Golden State and Zion in the same sentence. That's I was going to say, Jimmy's pissing me off that he's playing this well right after he leaves and he was standing in the corner for us. Like, Golden State is upsetting
me. It's not a surprise that he's going to eat and thrive when Steph Curry's on the team. Like, this is not a surprise. That's why the Heat wanted to get Dame Lillard. They knew that. I mean, he is in such a perfect spot, I think.
Does other teams not know Jimmy's going to be over on the right baseline and they're going to get one-on-one and he's going to shoot that little ugly mid-ranger? Like, I would know how to guard Jimmy right now, but he is killing the ass.
Yeah, you leave Steph alone?
What's that? Yeah. Let him shoot. Let's go double Jimmy on this baseline.
Shut down Jimmy.
That's good. Leave good Draymond call. Open. Leave Draymond wide open. He's got a gray beard. Leave Draymond open.
We have a chance every day this week for you to win a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. There's a lot of sports going on. You just keep listening. We'll give away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks every single day this week. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Let us begin today with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The only thing I'll add to the discussion about is it worth going to the playoffs right now, even if best case scenario, which seems like best case scenario, you get the sixth spot, you play the Knicks, and you beat the Knicks because Tom Thibodeau has run his entire starting lineup into the ground throughout the regular season. At the very least, you want to know what you have in these young pieces. I know Nico got hurt last night, and that's a crusher. But, like, is Jaime going to play? Is Haywood going to play? Kalel Ware? We think he's great. We think, you know, the ceiling is all-star, but do we really know? He's regressed a little bit. At the very least, you get these young guys in a playoff series, whether you win or you lose, in a season like this where you know you're not contending, you give these guys an opportunity to get that experience, and then you know. So when next offseason comes around, hey, are we comfortable trading this guy? Are we comfortable keeping this guy? I think that's the benefit of being in a playoff series.
Solana, I agree with you 100% from it's like you're talking about competitive effort. Let's go see what these guys got. And that's what they're going to do. But from a fan standpoint, like the texter said, I don't think he cares about Kalel Ware's development. I think he cares about trying to go get a ring and beat the Milwaukee Bucks and the Knicks and the team Boston Celtics, who are on top dog right now. They're on top of the league right now. That's what everybody's worried about. Why can't Spo? I would be the other side of that. Spo and Riley can't figure out over these next 30 games what Kalel Ware has. You got to see him in an extra 4 or 5 games in the playoffs. Well, let's say they get a little gentleman sweep.
The question, though, is how does Kalel Ware exist with Kevin Durant and Cooper Flagg next season on the Heat? Like, gotcha. How does that dynamic work?
Right.
You see? This is the thought of fans now. I know Hawk's joking, but that's how people think.
Well, no, I'm not joking, Jack. I don't know who you think is joking.
Hawk, I'd be willing to bet you any amount of money that Cooper Flagg is in the NBA draft a season from now. That dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking hundreds of millions guaranteed. I get it. It just, there are certain guys who come around every now and then who love college, and they're in no rush to get out of college. When you couldn't make any money, there's no decision. There was a quarterback, though, who stayed 1 year before NIL. Who am I thinking of, Crowder? There was a quarterback who stayed to everyone's shock. Someone texted in. The only thing I would submit to you, Solana, is if you love Duke, you dreamed your entire life of playing there, and you had a great first season, and you have a chance, honestly, $10 million to stay one more season. maybe at least you think about it. You also look at what the draft order might potentially be.
You know what's better than $10 million at Duke?
1-2.
You know what's better, though? $10 million at Duke? $60 million guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah. But, and to the draft order thing, because I can't think of the quarterback you're talking about, but to the draft order, I don't know. I know more female college basketball players' names than men, but I know Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg is
right.
the face
guy.
Of college basketball right now.
Yeah. People are saying
he's going number
Matt
one
Barkley.
Overall.
Was it Matt Barkley?
Let's be honest.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Matt Barkley. I know Russell Wilson transferred to like Wisconsin after NC State, and he could have went and he wound up transferring instead of going to the league. I remember some guys, but yeah, pre-NIL, hell, I got out of Florida as soon as possible.
So the Heat are back at it tonight. Yesterday, you nailed it, Hawk. I mean, they're up 8 going into the fourth quarter. They played outstanding. Andrew Wiggins, Tyler Hero had a 40-burger. Andrew Wiggins, Tyler, and Bam combined for 47 of the Heat's points in the first half. It was leading to a, wow, there's something here kind of game. And then they get outscored 15-2 in the first, like, 6 seconds of that fourth quarter, and they're outscored by 15 in the fourth. They end up losing. They're 26-29. They've lost 14 games this season when they lead by double digits in a game. That's second most in the league. And they're 8-20 this year when they play teams with a winning record. They haven't beaten a team with a winning record since they beat the Warriors in early January. Pretty different Warriors
team. Get used to that. What you saw last night, kind of get used to that for the rest of the season, in my opinion, because they are good enough to hang with teams, and they're good enough to make you believe. And when it comes down to it, though, the better teams are just going to take them at the end, and we've seen it several times.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is a 7:30 p.m. tip-off, by the way. Niko Jovic broke a bone in his hand, so it's a shooting hand, too. So, yeah. I shed a couple tears last night, Crowder.
I bet you did, man. What did your post game sound like? Oh, you know at that time that it was a broken hand?
Yeah, the Heat announced it at halftime.
Oh. Yeah. Tommy Tighe have to hold you?
Send me the link, because I need to hear this, man, because goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was just me weeping.
Niko Jovic was the
Solana had
the next LeBron James, as you speak about him.
Eggs in the Niko Jovic basket.
I know. I listen to pre and post game.
Tommy, by the way, very nurturing swaddle, in case anybody was wondering. Very nurturing.
He had to hold you.
Matt, there's a lot of local headlines. Canes Hoops, they do play Duke tomorrow. They're at home. Duke is a third-ranked team. But it looks like the Canes are actually either in talks or they're just working out some sort of contract already with Duke assistant head coach Jay Lucas, who is expected to be Miami's next head coach.
Yeah, it looks like that's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah,
they play tomorrow, which is weird. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when the portal and stuff opens, but there's no way that he ends up remaining with Duke the remainder of the season. It just doesn't make any sense because he can't. He's a great recruiter from everything that I read. And he's the one who is responsible for bringing Cooper Flagg there, apparently. But how could he stay there and recruit with them and be part of the coaching staff if he's going to be recruiting against them in months? So I would imagine this is going to happen sooner rather than later.
When I saw it this morning, first thing I thought about was we had Joe Z on. And I asked him, what does this guy look like? And he says he has to know the ACC. He has to understand what he needs to do. He has to be a great recruiter. He should, you know, he said like, Joe Z described this guy perfectly coming from Duke in the ACC. I think Joe might have been bamboozling us last week.
So his name is Jay, though? It's not Jai?
I went with Jay, but honestly, I've done zero research on it. I'm not sure. Like, I haven't heard anybody say his name, so I'm not sure.
Because it's J-A-I.
Yeah.
In my head, I've been calling him Jai, but I also admittedly have done zero research. Hold on. Let me call.
Because, like, chai latte is C-H-A-I.
I thought it was Jai. Thought it was a cool sounding name. Maybe it is Jay.
But because it's like you're used to Hialai?
Yeah. Well, I just thought, I don't know. I mean, it could be a cutesy spelling of Jay. You're right. But I knew it wasn't Hai because that would be more at the kosher deli, Hai. So I figured it was Jai.
I'm going to go with Jay.
You're riding with me? I would caution you against that.
I'm literally calling
Joe. With Jay.
Oh, Joe Z? All right.
He knew already. Joe was hit us with the gully last week.
So is he going to answer?
There's no way Joe carries his phone around at home. He leaves it on the charger.
Yeah.
And he probably thinks I'm calling for like an official quote, and he can't say anything. He's just going to be shaking if I get a hold of him.
Well, you say the guy's name. Yeah.
Shut me out. Who can I call?
Do y'all have a voice message, or do y'all do the AI lady?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
Because I don't do voice messages.
I think I do a voice message because I think I like to drop that I'm a radio guy, because you never know. You know, the window washers, you hire them, you come and you go. If I don't answer between 2 and 6, I'm probably on the air. And then you never know. Like, then they treat you better.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Yeah, I just got like the generic. Your call's been forwarded.
Yeah, the little lady. Yeah, I let the lady do my talking.
Who can I call?
Danny
Rabinowitz know?
Yeah, he would probably know.
Danny would know.
All right. I mean, this is ridiculous.
And this isn't this called investigative reporting? We're really reaching out to the insiders here.
None of us took 3 seconds to find out how to pronounce this guy's name.
Okay. Well, what do you get? Pull the curtains back. I lost my phone this morning. I can't find my phone, so I can't do any research on anything. I was watching that the craziest Instagram girl thing this morning. That's pretty good.
You're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished.
Yeah, Danny goes with the AI message. Although I don't know if Rabinowitz is the guy to ask, because he once suggested that when Donald Trump first came on the scene in 2016, do you remember this, Solana?
No.
He was talking about how the MAGA movement is taking over the country. Remember? And he kept calling it MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, bro, it's MAGA. And he's like, no, it's MAGA.
I didn't even know
remember
what
that?
You were talking about.
Yeah, he kept calling MAGA. Yeah. And he was like, double down, triple down. No, no, it's MAGA. It's MAGA. So I don't know if he's the right guy to call for Jay or Jai.
So our research team has responded here. Our research team has responded. Yep. And when I say research team, just me shutting off my mic for a second, going to Peter Rees on Kane's Insight.
Oh.
Because he's the one who broke the news.
Oh, so you listened?
Yeah, I listened. Thank you, Jimmy, for all your help over there. So.
His mic's not even on.
Why isn't your mic on?
Really,
I said no problem. He went with Jay Lucas as well. Jay Lucas.
Oh, Jay?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I could trust Peter Rees either, though, to be honest.
No, Peter Rees obviously knows, so it's Jay.
Yeah, okay, but...
So I'm the only guy who suggested Jai, and that's just because I'm, you know, I like the cutesy stuff.
Pete.
Remember there was that actor, Michael Jai White?
No.
I'm serious. No. Yeah, Michael...
Jai? Yeah.
Jai, J-A-I, Michael Jai White.
Oh, it makes, you know, like Solana said, highlight, chai. I latte. Like, I could see the AI being I. It's short for something. Or what's his real name? Got to be short for something.
I don't know. I'm sending
like
this.
Like a cute Jason. J-A-I-S-O-N. A cute Jason.
J. Powell Lucas is his full name. He played at Texas.
J. Powell?
Yeah,
that's
J.
The Fed chairman. Jay Powell's the chairman of the Fed. There's a twist I didn't see coming.
Oh, you played at Florida, Crowder, from 07 to 08?
There's Michael Jai White.
His name is Jai?
Michael Jai White. You don't remember him?
I do remember. He, yeah. Yeah, he's real muscular and plays in all them beat 'em up movies.
Yep, yep, yeah, yeah. He's a fighter.
Yeah, he was actually Dolomite.
He was.
He was the remake guy of Dolomite,
the Netflix remake.
I believe one of them Dolomite. I remember him doing the Dolomite lines, and you know, I'm a Dolomite fan. He got game. Jimmy, go watch Dolomite.
Dolomite does have game. It worked more in the 70s, his game, than it will in 2025, admittedly.
It's a little aggressive. It's a bit aggressive.
Wow.
Man,
what a,
the more I'm reading about this guy, the more I'm reading, like, I think...
Maybe we should have read about him before the show started.
Yeah, probably. His father, John Lucas II, his brother is John Lucas III, played in the NBA, got dunked on by LeBron James, famously. He played. He was undrafted. He went to Florida, Crowder. Then he played at Texas, undrafted. But he played for the Sioux Falls Skyforce, the Heat's G League affiliate.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Hmm.
And he was hired by Calipari in 2020 and then went on to Duke to be the associate head coach.
Hmm.
Don't know how to pronounce his name, but.
Sounds like a good hire.
Yeah.
All right.
Does he put raisins in his macaroni?
You ask him.
Potato salad? Hmm?
I say you ask him.
Is he enjoy a collard green?
Is he black? He's definitely black. If you haven't seen him, he's definitely black.
Oh, he's black. Okay. That's what I was getting after. I just didn't want to come out straight.
Yeah. I got you. This entire time... Not only did we not know how to pronounce his name, you didn't know if he was white or black?
I didn't.
This is really amazing. This is also, we're talking about basketball, Crowder. This is a basketball coach. I don't know, like, I don't know how far behind we are on the curve on what we're talking about here, because we don't seem to know a thing.
What's UM's last black basketball coach?
Leonard Hamilton, Perry Clark, Frank Haith.
Leonard Hamilton.
Frank
Leonard Hamilton.
No, I think it was Frank Haith.
Frank Haith.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sweet 16 run,
well,
Frank
Haith,
right?
I think the last coach before Larinaga was black.
Frank Haith.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they go Sweet 16, right, with Jack McClinton, I believe?
Yeah.
Shane Larkin? Oh, no, that was Coach L.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Jack McClinton.
That was L.
Yeah.
McClinton doesn't like raisins.
Jack McClinton? Oh, black people don't like raisins in their potato salad?
Potato salad. We really don't like raisins, period.
Mm. What about in your Kugel?
I only eat it in my baklava.
Hawk, Mount Rushmore of things you like in your kugel.
come on, we got to wrap it up because I want to talk to John Michael.
All right, those are your headlines. Now over to your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-9544.
I mean, honestly, if we're still on the air at 3 o'clock.
I'm sending that to Odyssey Corporate as a Jai Lucas, Kane's Hoops, everything you need to know.
Duke preview. I'm literally sweating. Just beads of sweat rolling down my face. But I feel like I saved it with, do you like raisins in your Kugel?
Clutch. You clutch, huh?
The weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. A little rainy today. That is your weather.
I'm going to just text it in. Cooper Flagg is white. All right. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment. He does mornings in Atlanta, heater in Atlanta. Tonight we'll talk with John Michaels next. And we'll get our stuff together. We'll get straight for the next segment.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we bring on John Michaels here, WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd. It's presented by my friends at Hard Rock Bet. We are, and we were on a conference call about this morning, we are transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. And so you can sit there, you can immerse yourself with massive LED screens and beers, and you bring all your boys, and you can bet, obviously, because we're at the Hard Rock, and they'll have betting windows right in there. So you can get VIP tickets, you can get ticket packages, you can buy single seats if you want, you can get them at Ticketmaster, you can get all the info at bucketsandbets.com. bucketsandbets.com. We did a conference call on it this morning. This is going to be one of the best radio station events you've ever been to if you love college basketball. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. Now, we're going to talk with John Michaels, who hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You also hear him on ESPN Radio. The Heat are in Atlanta tonight, so we figured we'd check in with our ATL correspondent, and he is with us right now. Hello, John.
I have only heard of one other March Madness event. I know we're not allowed to use March Madness in radio that may have been better.
You won't hear me saying it. Yeah, you can say it. You're the guest.
Yeah, I can say it because I'm not doing the promotional read. We used to have one at a now defunct radio station. Maybe that's why it's gone. That was at the Cheetah in Atlanta. We would actually be set up doing our broadcast on the main stage at the Cheetah for two straight days. So you can only imagine.
Who the hell wants to see that on the main stage?
Well, the trust me, everything was going on around us. There were things going on the main stage. We had our own Field of 64 bracket where the Cheetah women were dressed in the gear of the actual teams in the Field of 64. And while we're trying to do radio shows, they're doing dance-offs, and whoever got the most money advanced, let's just say a lot of people called off sick for a few days to attend that event.
I still, though, if I'm looking at the main stage, I'm not certain I want to see John Michaels, no matter what's going on up there still. Would they put you off to the side in a booth or something?
No, we were right in the middle with, like, you know, one of those stupid radio TV or tables. That's it.
That big girl never gets naked.
Boy, that one's got an attitude, doesn't she? Anyway,
how'd that big guy end up there with a beard? Like, what happened to him? Holy cow.
So here's my thought, because Heat and Hawks tonight seems to me like the Heat and the Hawks are going to kind of jockey for the remainder of the season for a playoff spot or a play-in spot. And I don't know if it matters for either team. Can either of these teams, let's say the Heat or the Hawks end up being the sixth seed, maybe get New York. Can either of these teams get out of the first round of the playoffs if they make it?
I think the Heat have a better chance than the Hawks. And the only reason is they actually play defense. And when you get to the fourth quarter in a playoff game, you've got a chance. The Heat have more than one scoring option as well. You know, Bam Adebayo has seemingly found himself now that Khalil Ware has moved to center and Bam's moved to power forward. Tyler Hero's obviously having an awesome year. You know, watching last night, Andrew Wiggins could probably be a solid 18 to 20 for you. And adding Davion Mitchell at point guard gives you a defensive stopper. But truthfully, these are two super flawed teams. And I can't tell you how pissed off I am when I look. The Heat have since traded away the crybaby and Jimmy Butler and have now gone 1-5. And Golden State, since acquiring Jimmy Butler, is 5-1. It's like, I wish Jimmy would have just played here and figured things out and given us the effort that he's given Golden State. But unfortunately, I think both the Heat and the Hawks right now, they're play-in tournament teams. Maybe they win a game or two in the first round, and that's probably it.
And John, speaking of those two teams, I know you're a Heat fan, but you're in Atlanta, where we were saying earlier in the show, like, let's say they get the Knicks in six. Then right. We're still not going to be happy as Heat fans because we're used to going to finals, winning finals. In Atlanta, if they were to win a playoff series, would Hawks fans be happy?
Oh, my God, yeah. They'll probably drop confetti at the end of the first round if they're able to win a playoff series. And I'm trying to think now. It's been back. They made the Eastern Finals, I guess, in 2021 and had a lead in the series. And then Trae Young stepped on an official's foot running down the sidelines. They ultimately lose. Milwaukee goes on to win the NBA title. I think that's the last time they won a series was the semifinal matchup against the 76ers where they won in game seven. Remember, that's the time Ben Simmons decided to basically quit basketball. He was afraid to go dunk one and then never was really the same after that. But Hawks fans just want to see anything. Hell, they were excited when they beat us, the Heat, in the play-in round a couple of years ago. And that was the year the Heat ended up going to the NBA Finals after losing to the Hawks in the play-in. So we're desperate up here for any kind of success. You know, unfortunately for the Hawks, you finally get the number one overall pick, but you don't get Wembanyama, you don't get Zion Williamson, you don't get Cade Cunningham, you get stuck with Zach Richesay, who's having a decent rookie campaign, but he's not great. And I think now we're all kind of waiting. If this thing continues to be in this 7-8-9 malaise in Atlanta, how long before Trae Young says, all right, I got to get the hell out of here and go play for somebody that has a chance to win?
Yeah, but speaking about Richesay and really like the young core, I guess, that's being built, because you guys traded DeAndre Hunter. John, last time we spoke about a month and a half ago, prior 2 months now, prior to the Heat playing the Hawks in Atlanta, I asked you about Reza Shea. And I guess the consensus in Atlanta was, yeah, I mean, we'll see. He's definitely not the guys you just mentioned. But what about Dyson Daniels? Like, I think there is something brewing with the young guys in Atlanta.
Yeah, Dyson Daniels, Solana, is awesome on the defensive end. He probably won't win Defensive Player of the Year, but he should. He's like, I don't know, like double everybody else in the league as far as steals go. He's got one of the greatest nicknames in all of sports, the Great Barrier Thief, being an Australian-born steals guy. And he fits perfectly next to Trae Young because he's long, he's athletic, and he plays defense. Their problem is Risha Shea's been okay. Jalen Johnson's really good, but he's out for the year now with injury. Onyeka Okongwu, who they have at center, is never really developed as a 6th overall pick. Clint Capella's still clogging up minutes when he's healthy. You know, unfortunately for them, and they made some move, they go get George Niang, who could shoot the ball a little bit. Injuries not really fitting, and the fact that they just don't play defense is almost embarrassing. They lose last night. They score 143 points in regulation and lose. That comes 2 games after they scored 141 points in overtime and lost. Like, how do you average 142 points over a 2-game stretch and you're 0-2 in that stretch? As we like to say here, only in Atlanta.
Only in Atlanta. If you're the Heat, do you make a serious run at Kevin Durant in the offseason? Because he's going to be available. The Heat is always one of the possible landing spots for him. Does he have anything left?
Yeah, I mean, he's still a guy that's going to get you 25 a game when he wants to. Can he carry you to an NBA title? No. Would I make a run at him? Yes, only if it was more for salary filler and a pick or two. You know, we kind of heard at the deadline that Phoenix wanted everything. They wanted all the young players, all the picks. It's like, dude, come on. I love Kevin Durant, but he's 36 years old. How much longer can you get? Now, if they want to take expiring Terry Rozier, maybe they could have what's left of Jaime Jaquez, and we throw him a first. Fine, let's do it. But outside of that,
wait a second. Are you writing off? You're writing off Jaime Jaquez? You've seen enough. You don't think think he's just got a little bump in the road this season?
I want to hope it's a sophomore slump, but he's no longer untouchable. Ware is more untouchable. I think Nikola Jovic, even though he broke his hand last night, is a heck of a lot more untouchable. Jaime's down on the young player list for me. I hate it because I really loved him as a rookie. I thought he gave him so many intangibles, able to score the basketball. But this year, it looks like he doesn't know how to play basketball anymore. I don't know what the hell happened from the time our season ended in April last year until October this year, but he looks like a total different guy. I'd give him up if it meant getting somebody like Kevin Durant, and I'd absolutely throw him. I'd throw pretty much all of them in a trade if I could go get a Giannis or somebody along those lines.
And what about Tyler, John? Like, is he, because he's an all-star, he won a three-point contest. You know, we've heard the rumors in the past about him being a potential trade candidate for the Heat. Is he locked in? Like, what is that, the number two on a great team, the number three on a championship style team?
Yeah, I think he could be a number two on a great team. Him and Bam, and I'm trying to think out loud, are probably the two untouchables for sure. Everybody else, other than maybe Khalil Ware, I would definitely listen depending on what the price is. But I love Tyler. I love Tyler when he was in trade rumors 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, I think about the run that we had in the bubble when he was a super young kid. And his thing has always been, can you get to April and be healthy? And when he's healthy, he's a knockdown player. Last night he had 40, and if it wasn't for him, the Heat probably don't score 100 points because he was making shots from everywhere against Milwaukee. So I love Tyler Hero. You know, unless Channing, I'm getting elite player. Again, I use Giannis because his name has kind of popped up in Milwaukee as it seemingly does. Unless I'm getting somebody along those lines, I don't want to trade Tyler Hero for just another all-star type guy. If I'm sending Tyler Hero out, it's got to be for somebody that's going to legitimately put me back at the top of the Eastern Conference.
We're out of time, John, but real quick, true or false, Zion Williamson in the Heat system would look like he looked in Duke.
You're damn right he would. There's a thing called Heat
right.
culture. You're going to get
right.
in shape. You're not going to be
that
eating
right.
beignets every day. He would be
Correct.
Awesome here. Go get me Zion.
Correct. Thank you. Perfect
yeah.
way to punctuate
yeah, there's no
the
restaurants
segment.
In South Florida, John. There's
Perfect
no restaurants in South
Florida.
Perfect
way to punctuate the segment. John Michaels knows. All right, John. John Michaels, 680 The Fan, Atlanta, ESPN Radio as well. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. John Michaels and the letter U. See you, John.
See you guys.
There you go. Heat and Hawks tonight, by the way. John Michaels checking in there from the ATL.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it!
Hawk and Crowder.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at Almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.